Fran, 2 times title winner, University of Birmingham scholar, England international. How's that for an introduction? Do you want me to add a drum here and there and a trumpet?
Definitely not. But it is all very exciting and I am very proud of it all. But no, it's just all escalated really, really quickly. But I've enjoyed all of it really this term. It's been amazing.
Let's have a quick look first at Uganda. Obviously being named as part of that squad. How did it compare to being named in the under-21s for the first time?
Yeah, definitely a big step up. Like I noticed it being my first senior tour, just feels more intense, more professional. Just the vibe around training and around the hotel as well as then when it comes to the big games. But no, I think all the under-21 stuff prepared me really, really well. And all the girls were so welcoming and the staff that I felt I slotted in quite well.
It was the injury that obviously meant your call-up for that second game. Pretty unfortunate, but you really have to take every chance ahead of the World Cup next year.
Yeah, for sure. Like, obviously really, really gutted for Layla and hoping she makes a speedy recovery. And it's never nice to have to come in as an injury replacement anyway. But as you said, like, there was a job to be done and an opportunity there. So I had to still take it and do it as part of being in a team sport.
Do you remember much about coming on? Did you notice the cheer?
I tried to kind of like block it all out a bit in that first test because I was so nervous. And coming on for 5 minutes at the end anyway is always like a pressure situation. And so I just tried to stay calm and controlled and like focus on the game. And then afterwards, I really enjoyed being around the crowd and with that amazing support and seeing my family after. It was really nice.
Are you one of these players that can actually watch games back? I mean, I've spoken to Josie in the past who just rather have her own personal memories of the games.
I definitely like watching it back and for video purposes mainly. Don't often like watching it back with the commentary, but if I watch back the video for analysis, then I don't mind doing it because I find that really, really helps me to see where I can improve.
And for the last game as well on that Sunday, you started, so how did that make you feel? And it's nice knowing that Tracy gave you that start.
Yeah, no, 100%. I would never expect to have come in so last minute to the squad and then to get a start and play the full game, but had to just stay calm. I was obviously really, really nervous, but stay calm, think about the task and focus on the actual netball rather than what it all meant to help keep me composed. And then as the game went on, I just felt more and more relaxed, really.
The fact that it's a whole team game is important, but a little bit more special knowing that George and Gab's a part of it with you?
Yeah, 100%. And I think like that's definitely what kept me calm at points, knowing that I had loads of the squad around me that I've trained with for years anyway, and particularly in that last test starting with Jade at wing defence. Like, I trained with Jade at Wasps and have played with her for like a year and a bit now, so that just helped to settle me knowing I had those girls around me.
I mean, you've definitely done all you can to help selection, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, completely. And obviously aware that there are people injured at the moment and they could be coming back into the squad. But yeah, as you said, just got to take opportunities you're given and just keep pushing on from that and keep improving, I guess. But, you know, there's only a few bits of the Roses programme left for the year before it picks up before World Cup. So focus will start to be turning to Wasps now in the Super League season.
And how have uni been around the whole England programme? What's their support been like?
Yeah, the support at uni is amazing and the scholarship team here are so lovely and helping me to balance my time and organise all my work. Yeah, so they've been so supportive, but obviously I have missed quite a bit of uni this year, but next term I'll be catching up and over the Christmas break, making sure that I'm on top of all my uni work too.
We're a week or so into that Nike deal, absolutely massive. We saw that kit reveal and the little personalised gift cards as well, welcoming you. What does that mean to you?
Oh, having Nike on board with netball is such a big deal for the sport and for us girls. Like, to be supported by such a big international brand is just massive for netball. And yeah, just so exciting to be able to work with them and have their amazing kit.
You're going to be continuing with Mizuno into the next season.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their new Christmas stash, haven't they, ahead of the season. So what do you make of the new Phantoms, is it?
Yeah, new Phantoms, and there's some new Mirage and Stealth trainers out too. So love being supported by Mizuno, think their trainers are great for me and like my game, and also nice now that Mizuno is sponsoring Wasps, so I get all their kit through Wasps as well, which is great.
How's training going for Wasps at the minute? Has that been pretty intense as well? Building?
Yeah, well, I've missed the last couple of weeks due to international.
I think
but
I'll let
so
you
excited
off.
Now after this week, getting back into the Wasps training, being around all that squad again, and back being coached by Mel, which is great. And so, yeah, looking to get some last bits of training done with Wasps before Christmas, and then ready to hit Super 10 on January 5th.
And as fans as well, we're really looking forward to people like Cat at Sirens and changes elsewhere, obviously. So what's it going to be like for you as a player? I mean, Serena's back as well.
Yeah, I know. Amazing that we've got those kind of calibre of players in our Super League, and just good to have that as opposition and to keep challenging us and giving like us something else to think about in the Super League and just strengthening our league, basically.